This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It'll fight climate change and help Americans with health care costs. President Biden will sign the Inflation Reduction Act into law this afternoon. The AP's Donna Warder.
The legislation includes the most substantial federal investment in history to fight climate change, some $375 billion over a decade. The bill caps prescription drug prices for Medicare recipients at $2,000 out of pocket each year. It also helps about 13 million Americans pay for health care insurance by extending subsidies provided during the COVID-19 pandemic. The measure will be paid for by new taxes on large companies and stepped-up IRS enforcement of the wealthy and entities.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney's team is bracing for a loss to a Trump-backed challenger in today's GOP primary. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Trump has made beating Cheney a top priority and even traveled to Wyoming to back challenger Harriet Hageman. The state overwhelmingly supported Trump in 2020, and even Cheney allies say she may be putting principle ahead of success in this race, fueling speculation she has eyes on something bigger, a 2024 presidential bid of her own.
The Justice Department is against making public the Trump Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit, arguing in court papers that the affidavit contains, among other things, sensitive information about witnesses. Prosecutors in Atlanta have told Rudy Giuliani's lawyers that he is a target of their criminal investigation into possible illegal attempts by then-President Trump and others to interfere in the 2020 general election in Georgia. Giuliani was a lawyer for Donald Trump at one time. In Germany, one person's been killed after a self-driving test car veered into oncoming traffic. This is AP News. Now to the deadly film set shooting involving actor Alec Baldwin last year.
New Mexico authorities have determined that actor Alec Baldwin fatally shooting a cinematographer on a movie set last year was an accident. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Medical investigators have ruled the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in October was accidental. Alec Baldwin was pointing a gun at her as they were setting up a scene when the gun went off. Baldwin's attorney, Luke Nikas, says it's the third time authorities have found that Baldwin did not know about the allegedly unsafe conditions. An FBI analysis of the revolver suggests it was in working order at the time and would not have discharged unless the trigger had been pulled. Prosecutors have not decided if charges will be filed.
Visitors to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee will have to buy a parking pass to use the facilities, says the park superintendent. It'll be $5 a day. They need the money to keep up with maintenance, he says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.